From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Saudi Arabia has reacted angrily to recent American claims that Saudi citizens are crossing its border to fight U.S. troops in Iraq. A top State Department official recently suggested that the kingdom, along with several other countries in the region, was not doing enough to stop fighters from entering Iraq. The Saudi government counters that it's carefully monitoring its border, but says there's only so much it can do. From Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
On internet sites devoted to radical Islamist causes, calls for jihad or holy war in Iraq abound. A 28-year-old Saudi who asked to be called Yusuf says he often visits these websites. He says he embraces the call for jihad, as do other Saudis. Many have gone to sacrifice themselves, says Yusuf, and God willing, they'll succeed. Even I hope to go, and I'm not devout. Yusuf says the websites report that several thousand Saudis are now in Iraq, although there is no independent confirmation of that figure. Saudis fought in distant places like Afghanistan, Chechnya, and Bosnia, he says. It's only natural, he adds, that they would want to fight in neighboring Iraq, where their Arab brothers are being killed by American soldiers. Iraq is occupied by non-Muslims, he says. It's compulsory that we go. Regardless, adds Yusuf, of any fatwa or religious ruling. Only a few extremist Saudi clerics have called for jihad against occupation forces in Iraq. Most of them were arrested several months ago. Islamist commentator Mohammed Al-Hodeif says most clerics here, even those critical of the government, oppose the idea of jihad in Iraq.
The sheikhs now, the sheikhs, they don't say go to Iraq, because if young people go there, they may be exposed to extremist ideas. And this is what happened in Afghanistan.
Thousands of Saudi volunteers flocked to Afghanistan in the 1980s to fight Soviet occupation forces. Many, like Osama bin Laden, returned with radical ideas. Those ideas, say analysts here, influenced many of the al-Qaeda extremists behind last May's suicide bombings in Riyadh, which most Saudis strongly condemned. Saudi foreign policy adviser Adel al-Jubeir says if the U.S. has evidence of Saudis crossing into Iraq to fight, his government would like to see it.
Because if Saudis go to Iraq to fight, chances are they'll come back to Saudi Arabia and kill Saudis. And we want to know who they are, and we want to take action against them.
Jubeir says his government has been carefully monitoring its desert border with Iraq, but notes that it's almost 1,000 miles long. Abdulaziz al-Qassim, a lawyer with close ties to Saudi militants, says he wouldn't be surprised if some are crossing that frontier. Qassim says Iraq has become a magnet for mujahideen, or holy warriors, of all nationalities. Arab fighters aren't wanted either in their own countries or elsewhere, says Qassim, so it's like heaven for them to go fight in Iraq. And as Saudi Arabia launches a crackdown on local al-Qaeda activists, analysts believe some may be fleeing to Iraq. Ali El-Omeim, a journalist and expert on Islamic movement, says Iraq is an ideal place for al-Qaeda militants to regroup. For Islamic militants, Iraq has become an alternative arena after the fall of the Taliban in Afghanistan, he says. There's no central government and it's an easy country to infiltrate. America, adds El-Omeim, did them a favor by overthrowing the Iraqi regime. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.